Flow means that you're in the zone. Peak productivity, peak creativity, memory, just performance in general. And the reason why we want to access that flow state is because, you know, if you think about your most productive day when you're in the zone and your normal day, what I've found from talking to a lot of people is 5x that normal day or 500% increase. So the reason why we want to live a high flow life or schedule is so that we can access that 5x or 500% in performance, productivity all the time.
What if you could reclaim hours of free time each week, create legacy building wealth, and devote more energy to your passion projects without giving up on your career as a life-saving MD? Dr. Vikram Raya is a functional cardiologist, high-performance coach, and real estate expert, is here to give you the tools, strategies, and solutions you need to transform your life, unlock your limitless potential, and achieve greatness, all while freeing up your precious time. Welcome to Limitless MD. Let's dive in.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Limitless MD podcast. And I wanted to share with you a powerful question. What if you could 10x your productivity in the next 72 hours? Well, my next guest, Dr. Ann Sung, is the productivity MD, and she is here to just blow your mind with flow, with efficiency, with optimization, with up-leveling, nutrition, mindset, calendaring, and work-life balance and efficiency. So, Ann, welcome to the show. And what is the one thing that doctors need to do right now to 10x their productivity?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Coach Vikram. And really an honor to being on your show after, you know, you have made me grow so much in my own journey as well. I would say the biggest thing is to first have a hard no. So in order to 10x your productivity, you would have set policies against things that are non-negotiables. So that, for example, from 7 to 8:30 a.m., and 5 to 8 p.m., it's kids time. That's a blanket policy. Anything that comes, it's a hard no. So that's just one example, or maybe like hard no's on workouts and hard no's on meetings before 12, etc. So what is your blanket policy for different categories of things so you can say no?
So
or yes.
Guys, you know, I've known Ann for years and I've seen her evolution from being you know, a doctor in the military to a NASA flight surgeon to, you know, working ER shifts and ICU shifts to now evolving into one of the premier experts in the United States and probably the world in flow, mindset, productivity, efficiency, optimization, and extreme performance. In fact, she's summited several top mountains, including Kilimanjaro. She's, you know, done Rainier. She's done extreme activities. She's deadlifted a crazy amount of weights. She's done discipline challenges. Why? All in a search to unlock the next level of human potential for doctors, entrepreneurs, and top level executives. So I'm really pumped and excited you're here today. Tell us, you know, quickly your origin story. And what made you do this? Because this is not normal. You're a mom of two kids. You're married. It's not like you're just single by yourself, going knee deep into all this stuff. You're trying to live a very balanced life. Yet you've pushed yourself to the limits.
Yes. I think when it comes down to it, it comes from a survival, growing up in a survival mode. Needing to take action because I felt like I needed to survive. So what I mean by that is, like, since I was in Taiwan, we were divorced, single mom, you know, my mom was divorced, single mom, moved to the US. We were very poor. I ate on a upside down box, you know, cardboard box as at my dining table in fifth grade, I remember, for a while before we bought furniture. I shared a room with my mom until high school. Because we didn't have enough money for a two-bedroom apartment. I was ashamed of where I lived in my apartment when people dropped me off. And also being with the Asian mom, it's always about certificates, doing things. And it's actually never enough either. After getting all these certificates, it's never good enough. Anyway, that innate wanting to survive, wanting money, caused me to do hard things, more certificates, harder things for a sense of accomplishment. Coming back with learning, you know, coaching, now I'm back into more balance and I'm doing things for the right reason, more of like in flow, more in fulfillment, more setting family as a non-negotiable, less go, 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 and more like being in the present, if that makes sense.
Stephen Kotler is considered one of the top researchers and sort of experts in flow. You studied right underneath him and you're part of the Flow Research Collective. What is flow to our audience and why is it a must for us to start incorporating that in our lives if we want to accomplish meaningful things?
Yeah, thank you. I think for those of you who don't know Stephen Kotler, we endorse, they founded the Flow Research Collective, premier institution to study flow. They certify me to be the performance neuroscience coach or advisor, and it's almost like a master level in performance neuroscience. And so what I've learned is that, you know, what does flow mean? Flow means that you're in the zone, peak productivity, peak creativity, memory, just performance in general. And the reason why we want to access that flow state is because, you know, if you think about your most productive day when you're in the zone and your normal day, what I've found from talking to a lot of people is 5x that normal day or 500% increase. So the reason why we want to live a high flow life or schedule is so that we can access that 5x or 500% in performance, productivity all the time.
In my book, Perfect Week Formula for Doctors, there's a concept that I learned from Stephen Kotler and from my other mentor, Craig Ballantyne. And it's exactly what Anne was describing. It's there are periods in your day, in your 24 hours where you're 1x productive, 0.5x productive, where you're not productive at all, you're wasting time. And there's times where you're 3x and even 5x more productive. There is no more time in the day. You have the same number of hours as Elon, as Jeff, as Mark Zuckerberg, like all these famous guys, right? So how are they producing so many crazy results? One, they use leverage. And two, they've learned to hack into their own productivity. And so what you're saying, Anne, is essentially is find out those pockets of windows where you're hyper productive and then get into flow and then even enhance that further and then take your productivity to the next level. That's how people can be so busy and still somehow squeeze in writing a book. That's how they're so busy and still run two companies or whatever that is. So what's a trick or a hack or a technique that someone can use next week as a doctor on listening in to get into flow?
Yes, you can actually do it tonight as well. So, you know, I talked about the hard no's, right? So the reason why you want the hard no's is so that you create space on your calendar to flow, to be in the zone. Because the reason is because if you're back-to-back meetings or you have like little mini choke points, what I call it, in your calendar, you have a 30-minute meeting here and then you're free 15 minutes and another 30-minute. Essentially, what's happening is, I only have 30 minutes. It's not enough. It's not worth it for me to struggle through the flow cycle to get into flow, because it's a cycle. It's 60 to 90 minutes of flow cycle, typically, maybe up to 2 hours. You basically feel like it's not worth it to struggle in the beginning to get into flow. So you just do things that are quick instead of things that moves the needle. So that is why you set your blanket no policy. You set your three top priorities and you free up your calendar and you schedule in your calendar your flow block or productivity block. And starting tonight, you do it. For you, it depends on your chronotype too. Most people in the morning, before the kids wake up, if you have kids like 5 to 7, you can get like 3 to 5x more things done with peak focus and memory during that time. So I would say, yes, tonight, block out that time, 5 days a week. When is your flow block? So nothing else interferes with that. You don't overschedule on it. I would say that's the most immediate thing right now.
Yeah. And I'll give an example. A lot of times, you know, I have a really powerful flow block in the morning, which I call hyper Zen mode. But in my hyper Zen mode, sometimes I'm just working out, which is also important to me, but I have a lot of creativity when I'm working out too. So I like to write down ideas. So sometimes if there's something more critical and you can squeeze a workout in later, do that, because, you know, likely the workout's not necessarily going to create, you don't need to do that in flow, but maybe being creative, coming up with a business idea or solving a business problem or creating content or perhaps doing some complex writing a paper or you know, a research project needs that flow time and flow state. And, you know, Brian Tracy says, eat that frog. And so you're suggesting maybe eat that frog or the do the hard thing in that flow state where you have the most willpower, you're the most productive, and time sort of flies past and you're just in the zone, if you will.
Yes. And maybe one easy thing is to like flow before food too. Mm. So yeah. Fast as long as possible and be in your flow blocks until you have to eat. And there's things that there's a term called flow meals or ritual meals. Ritual meals are normal meals, puts us to sleep, whatever. But flow meals are intentional to get you into flow or doesn't kill your flow.
Nice, nice. Guys, I'm just scratching the surface of flow, but Anne has really gone deep with this. And, you know, there's nuances and there's structures that can be built into your day, your week, your month, your year. So this is what we need to learn to unpack here. Tell me about a client or a person you've helped that has had the most dramatic difference in their life from productivity, from efficiency, from flow. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I actually just did a feedback session with one of my clients, just like literally an hour ago, because we were just assessing her transformation and where to go from here, how I could best serve her. She said, I might even have the words right here. She said that she had felt like she was trapped in the golden handcuffs. And she felt like in the ER that there's just the way the life is going to be. And now she feels like there's actually hope and there's freedom and that there's another option and so that she's able to spend.
So I'm going to weigh in there and
yeah,
that sounds good, but I'm going to push hard here. What specifically changed in her schedule or her life to make her say that?
I would say it is being able to block the calendar and taking next day steps, if that makes sense. Like next day steps, I'm going to look at finances. Next 2 week steps, I'm going to look at another option for another job or things like that. So very intentional about next day steps, only having 5 goals for the year and never deviate from that, from, you know, looking at other shiny objects. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what you've done is you've helped narrow her focus, prioritize what really matters, and then you created blocks on her calendar to schedule it. Plus, having someone like you in their corner means there's accountability. Did you do what you said you're going to do? And then you made them honor their non-negotiables. Does that sound about right?
Yes. And also we've done CGMs too, like some of the side things, like we would look at the Oura, the sleep tracking. We would assess like, you know, REM, deep sleep. We look at the glucose response to whatever they're eating. And then we fine tune like some aspects of that as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you believe that it's not just a scheduling issue or a mindset issue. It could be a biologic issue.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So there's chronotype, figuring out your chronotype. Where is your peak?
And describe to people what is a chronotype?
I think there's three. So a very easy way. It's like, you know, pick the time where you would prefer to go to sleep and prefer to wake up naturally with no obligations whatsoever. And then that middle part, if it's before 3:30 or is it after 3:30? So and then that puts you in like two, three different categories. Most people are most productive either like 5 to 7 or 8 to 10, or if you're the opposite, like if your midpoint is later than 5:30 a.m. actually of your sleep, you might be more productive around, I think it was around, don't quote me on it, sometime between 6 to 9 p.m. nighttime.
Okay, so there's two morning versions of people and one night owl.
Yes.
Got
yes.
it. And those so are the three yeah. main chronotypes. And the goal is to figure out which one we are and sort of construct or architect our schedule around that. Why fight biology, work with biology? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a lot of people are scheduling low value tasks in their peak performance chronotype zone. Mm. And so same thing with the chrononutrition. You're eating based on, you're eating heavy meals during your peak zone and it's killing your flow.
Got it. All right. So you've taken all this and incorporated into your life. Tell me some of the big transformations you've had in the last year or two from applying the principles that you've learned.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing since my first child was born was resolving the people bottleneck in my life. I built a mission control ground team to support my mission in my life. So that's hiring a virtual assistant, hiring a house manager, hiring a private chef who delivers twice a week. That costs $12 to $14 a meal, all organic, wild, grass-fed. Hiring, you know, of course, cleaners. And there was one other person, but we'll leave it there.
So essentially, you've bought back your time, right? As Dan Nartel says in his book, you bought back your time. But you've created a team, a professional team around you that does all the things that necessarily are not high value, but that are necessary, obviously, for you to live. And so that with that free time, you've devoted to higher use activities or just to be with your family and be present and or passions or hobbies. That's amazing. Okay. That's awesome. And then you've gotten clarity sort of on your roles and where you want to go. In things, and then why serve this community of people? Why teach productivity? Why study this? Why is this important to you?
Initially, of course, it was very self-serving because I wanted more time. Like, I feel like there's a better way to do things. Now, I wanted more time with my kids. I don't want to miss their milestones. I wanted, you know, more time with my husband. And I feel like a lot of us parents are trapped, like, they only get time for drop off, maybe, and pick up, and they're just doing life maintenance routines with their kids and themselves, and then it's time for bed, and the cycle repeats again. I want to recreate that quality one-on-one time, that face-to-face time, instead of you like going there washing dishes or like, I don't know, doing work, doing charts in the evening, instead of playing with your kids when they're small. So, yeah.
I think creating maintenance time for quality times. That sounds. You know, a lot of us put in the FaceTime where it looks like we're quote unquote doing family stuff, but it's not meaningful sometimes, right? It's not memory creations. They happen to be in the room and we're washing dishes, like you said, or documenting or all that stuff where it's parallel, but not interactive.
Yes. Correct. And you don't get a lot of time with them. I mean, in my case, at my 2.5-year-old and 11-month-old, she's almost one, like sad, so fast. So yeah,
There's a book I like mm-hmm. called I think it's called Family Board Meeting or Family Boardroom, and mm-hmm. he has a concept of, hey, you only have 18 summers, don't waste them. So it's really yeah. like squeezing the juice while your kids are still home, and then even afterward, what you know, how many summers do you have left with your parents, and you know just you how you just think about that life is measured, and it's a currency. We don't know how much time we have, so we have to be careful how we use it.
Yes, agree. And I think for the past month, I implemented not a policy, like a rule, like an event. Every other Friday, I am taking them out of school a little bit, and I would do a one-on-one time with my son for like an hour or two, and then drop him off back at school, and then, you know, pick up my daughter early and do some one-on-one yeah. times with her.
Yes, that's awesome. Well, congrats on the success of your company, Productivity MD. Congrats on you're living such a mesmerizing life that people would dream of. And, you know, we haven't talked about all the world travels, all the adventures you've been on. It's amazing, all the stuff you do. And you've worked at some high-powered places such as NASA and things like that. You've helped people. You've helped astronauts, you know, in space. It's fantastic. And now you're here on a mission. So tell us about your mission. What impact do you want to have on the earth?
Well, I think the immediate impact is I want to free up 40 hours a month for people so that they can use that either to spend time with their family, feel present, or work on their business. And, you know, with your help and the tactics like we've implemented, that's how I was able to build my company, the Elite Performance Coaching, the advisory company, to six figures while working full-time at NASA. And I couldn't have done it without you. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yes. So good. And then I know a lot of my listeners will want to learn more about you, potentially, you know, want to work with you or get into your ecosystem of some sort. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
They can go to productivitymd.com or they can just send me an email. I'll give my email out. It's okay. It's tsungann@gmail.com. Feel free to email me, connect with me, your circumstances. I also send out a newsletter monthly. So, and also there's a private Facebook mastermind, but everything is in productivitymd.com.
So productivitymd.com, guys, it will be in the show notes as well as Ann's email. You want to say it one more time?
tsungannmd@gmail.com.
Awesome, guys. And that's awesome. And what's one last thing you want to share with our audience about something very powerful that they can do to become even more productive?
I think it sounds very cliche, but it probably comes back to the why, because you can learn all of the tactics and strategies I tell you, but if you don't associate it with the why, and if you do it, what is that going to translate to you? Whether that's more one-on-one time with your kids, more one-on-one time with your spouse, if you don't associate that, then it's not going to happen no matter the tactics that you have. A very quick example this morning, when the 5:30 alarm came on, I was counting down, like, in terms of in relation to money, like if the each minute I don't get up, that's a dollar value loss. So I'm counting down. If I don't get up, that's just how much I'm losing, if that makes sense. So yeah, translate it to that and find out why that works for you.
That's awesome. That's awesome, guys. Well, guys, you've heard it. Ansung MD, Productivity MD, and her platform. And then you've heard about some of the amazing things we talked about with flow and optimization and scheduling. So check all of that out. Listen to this episode again if you need to catch some of the details. And guys, thank you again for supporting the show. Until next time, be phenomenal.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Limitless MD. If you found value from this episode, I encourage you to share this episode with a friend and let me know by leaving a review. For more information, make sure you check out the links in the show notes below or simply visit vikramraya.com. Until next time, be phenomenal.